Now I'm reading chapter 18, verse 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel." Now, that is the visit that he made down there, and then he makes application of it to the nation. Now, I'm sure that most of you have seen a potter at work. If you haven't, you ought to. It would really give you a picture of the message that Jeremiah got there that day. I was traveling through Arkansas many years ago, driving, came to a place called Arkadelphia, and there was a pottery plant there, and there were several of us seminary students, so we decided to stop, and we stopped and watched the potters. There were several of them at work in there, and they didn't have the same thing they had in that day. In that day, they had sort of a treadmill outfit whereby you press down on a pedal, and that turned the wheel around, and then the potter could work. Here it was run by electricity, I guess, because the wheel was going around, and all the potter had to do was to make the object. And, of course, that was the main thing. That was what it's all about. And he had very deft hands. In fact, all of them did. And it was amazing how they could take a piece of clay and just in a few moments it'd be a beautiful-looking vase. Or maybe it was a vase. I don't know. But whatever it was very attractive. And there were two things that impressed me as I watched the potter at work. Was the shapeless heap of ugly mud. And that was about as unattractive as anything I've ever seen. That was certainly something that you couldn't help but notice. And then they had a display room. And the second thing that impressed me was those exquisite vases or vases that they had on display. They were objects of art. And many potters were in there bending over their wheels, intent on the work at hand. And the difference was the potter between that clay and that beautiful vase. Now, the picture here, I think, is quite easy. God made the application. God is the potter. Israel is clay in particular here, but all mankind in general, you and I, are clay in the potter's hands. Each individual, let's make it personal, you and I, we are the clay. God is the potter. Now, the figure of the potter and the clay is very impressive and very important. And Paul used it in the New Testament. You go over to the 9th chapter of Romans at verse 21. Let me read that, beginning there. "Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction?" This is a tremendous statement, by the way, and it's pretty hard for a lot of folks to swallow. Now, God is the potter. I think that's quite obvious, and Paul speaks of that. And Paul also speaks of the clay. Over in 2 Timothy 2:21, I read this language. "If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work." A vessel now, pottery vessel. Notice what this potter did. This potter was making a vessel, and it got marred in his hand. It wouldn't yield. The clay has to be just a right texture. And this clay wouldn't yield to him. Maybe it wasn't soft enough. And so it was marred, and he pitched it aside. And what did he do? He picked it up then later, and he made it another kind of a vessel. He did that. Now, what we have here are two things that I want you to notice. One is the power of the potter and the personality of the clay. Now, that's an interesting thing. And then we're going to see the very opposite of that, the personality of the potter and the power of the clay. Now, those sound like paradoxes, but let's look at them first.